I sat in the driveway longer than I needed to. The engine had been off for at least 10 minutes, but I stayed there, watching rain collect at the bottom edge of the windshield. The porch light was on, the kitchen light too. Somebody moved past the window for a second, then disappeared again. I could have gone inside. I just couldn't seem to make myself reach for the door handle yet. Earlier that afternoon, a friend asked me a simple question, and I answered too sharply. Not yelling, nothing dramatic. At least not out loud. But the kind of tone that changes the temperature in a room for a few seconds after it lands. I saw it on their face immediately. The quick recalculation. Like they suddenly needed to be more careful around me. I apologized almost instantly. They told me not to worry about it. We both pretended it was fine, but something about it stayed with me all day. Because it wasn't really about them. It was that feeling underneath it. That reaction that shows up before I even understand why. The rain tapped softly against the roof of the car. I looked down at my hands resting on the steering wheel, and too many things came back at once. Sitting alone at my desk, trying to write my father's obituary, and realizing how many important things I had only practiced saying after he was gone. The exact moment at work, when I knew something was starting to break, but kept talking like I could still hold it together. That name I still avoid saying out loud, because I already know what it unlocks when I do. The voice in my head that sounds older than me somehow. That thing sitting behind my ribs. I closed my eyes for a second, and the whole car went quiet, except for the rain and my breathing. That was the worst part lately. Not the sadness. How quickly everything inside me could go numb instead. Like my system had learned how to shut certain parts down just long enough to keep moving. I finally opened the car door and walked inside.
You look tired.
That's all they said. Not angry, not worried, just familiar. Suddenly, I understood why I'd waited so long to come in. It was in the room before I entered.
I wake up already carrying something. Like the house is holding its breath. There's a pressure building at the edges, and it's settling in my chest. It's in the room before I enter. In the corner standing still, I'm holding something fragile that's starting to slip. Like an iceberg breaking in silence. All they ever see is the tip. Keep it level, keep it contained. If I could cut this out of my body, I swear I'd let it go. If I could trade places for a moment, maybe I'd feel whole, but it moves with me. Everywhere I go, wherever I leave, it finds me. Should I keep of my father, like he's still leaning into me, and a name I don't say out loud now, but it won't let go of me. That pressure in my chest, never learned how to leave, and a voice I hear in my head doesn't belong to me. I don't say it out loud, but it's louder. I swear I'd let it go if I could trade places for a moment.
shuts down. No anger, no fear, no memory, just a low, muted sound. And I think this might be easier if nothing could get through. But the silence isn't empty, it just fills again with you. If I could cut this out of my body, I swear I'd let it go. If I could trade places for a moment.